The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
Right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Good morning, Kelly K.
Hi.
78 outside. I fell down the wormhole of some magical place yesterday. That magical place.
Welcome to the first supermarket in the world that gives you money. $5,000. And we give it away time and time again. Since $5,000 is serious money...
Yes, I'm talking about Supermarket Suite on Netflix.
The whole idea is to shop faster and smarter than the next person.
It's a game show from the 90s.
Grab everything you can get your hands on.
And Netflix just decided to throw it back up on Netflix.
As you can. Sure, it may.
And I fell into that wormhole hard.
But you know what? It's ancient.
It's a lot of fun. It sounds so ancient.
When you win the $5,000, sometimes you get carried away.
$5,000.
And sometimes.
Yeah. $5,000 is the grand prize.
So get ready.
Serious money.
Or maybe even more.
You know what's going to happen on Supermarket Sweep.
I know. It's crazy. My daughters and I are just sitting there watching. We just got wrapped hard into this with the different prices. And, you know, it, like the object is to then at the end of the game is to take your grocery cart around the store and try to fill up on things that cost the most. So whoever has the most value in their shopping cart at the end of the game wins.
So what leads you up to that point?
Different, like, little, like, games and clues, and they'll like, you know, finish the word, finish the phrase type of games.
Oh, so
on,
they don't necessarily have to do, oh, okay.
And then you earn time.
Time to shop.
Yeah, you earn time to shop.
Okay.
So, yeah. Obviously.
That sounds thrilling. I've never seen it.
In the day, huh?
Nope. Not one second.
Yeah, I remember watching it a little bit back in the day. It was never like appointment watching.
I was a Price is Right kind of girl.
It was very similar to Price is Right in how they chose the members of the audience. They had the audience there and everybody in the audience
could become
right, exactly. But they'd be like, instead of like, Kelly, come on down, like in the Price is Right, they would do, whoever's holding the bag of Doritos, come on down. And then the person would hold up the bag of Doritos and they'd run down to the front of Supermarket Sweep. I rolled about four deep in that series. I don't know how many episodes are in that, but it was on Netflix. I found it and it was easy to watch because it's a half hour show. They don't have commercials, obviously, because it's Netflix. And so you're just burning through them. You're like, phew.
Well, I understand why nostalgia is so big right now, because that time was way better. The world was a lot simpler, and I think people want that right now.
All right, Kelly coming in with
that
heaviness right there.
There you go.
All right, so anyways, on the show here, we've got Florida making the show. We've got family secrets, you laugh, you lose, Facebook fights, all that stuff here on the show here on this morning, and plus feel-good story coming up here next on 99.7 DJX. Do this every single morning, every single hour, every single morning. Kelly K.
So if you're working remotely because of all of this, you don't need to be doing it from home. There is a new opportunity. You can take a job to the Caribbean for a year. Barbados wants you.
The home of Rihanna?
Yes.
Okay.
They're proposing a year-long travel stamp that would make it possible for you to relocate there and work from there. This is the brainchild of the prime minister there, considering the plan to bring everyone there since the country's been hit hard by a lack of tourism. They relied a lot on that.
Can we figure that out?
I feel like we should.
Wow.
Travelers would live in Barbados, be immersed in the culture for longer than a cruise ship stopover or one-week vacation. You could just, like, pretend you live there for an entire year. They're opening its borders to international visitors starting on the 12th. So book it. Go live in Barbados.
Sunday.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're just sitting in your living room working.
Going, I could be working remotely here in my living room, or I could be working remotely from Barbados.
I love this idea.
Yeah, sometimes that, yeah.
Never
absolutely.
Been there? Heard it's gorgeous.
I've never been there either.
Yeah.
I know Rihanna's from there.
Yes.
I'm sure it can't be all that bad, right?
A friend that had an exchange student, she just went back from there, so.
Okay.
Great.
There you go.
I think I'll send her the story. Just say, hey, did you hear?
All right, that should feel good.
We'll tweet it out.
All right.
Ben and Kelly Show.
Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com. Get your Holiday World tickets right now. WDJX.com. Click win. Pretty cool there. You can check out Cheetah Chase right now over there in Santa Claus. It's Santa Claus, Indiana, right?
Yeah.
Santa Claus? Yeah. Holiday World. So
I used to think that Santa Claus, like, that was his vacation home.
Well, I mean,
when I was growing up,
they've certainly made an industry out of that town for,
yeah,
for that sort of, I mean, that's, I don't know the history of Santa Claus. I don't know how they, how that name came to be.
Well, I'm going to choose to think that maybe it was Santa Claus's summer home. I mean,
like back in the day.
Yeah. He needs to enjoy, you know, people can be like snowbirds where they go and spend half the year on the beach.
You know, my mom,
in the northern states,
my mom wanted to do that when she moved down to Florida. She was saying that, you know what, I'm just going to be a snowbird. I'm going to, because, you know, I'm from Ohio. So mm-hmm. she's like, well, I'm going to live, you know, 6 months of the year down in Florida, 6 months of the year up in Ohio.
Yeah, a lot of people do that.
And that happened 0 months.
Oh, okay.
She just moved down to Florida. Well,
sometimes you have the best of intentions.
Right, I guess. So anyways.
We're getting to that point where we're just like, you know what? It would be really great to live in Florida, have a house in Florida.
There you go.
We like to go to Destin. That's our happy place. But yeah,
right.
That's one of those things that we were thinking about that before having kids.
You know,
now Jacob's middle name is pretty much Beach House.
Beach House, right, right, for sure. I was going to say, I hear it's lovely this time of year, but I feel like it's hot this time of year.
Yeah,
so
no,
I don't know if it's necessarily
hot.
One of those things where it's like, oh, it's better. But yeah, you can win the, got off track, sorry.
Where do we start? Santa
Holiday
Claus
World.
Is summer home.
Yeah, Holiday World tickets. WDJX.com. Click win. All right, setting the bar, small examples of what not to do. We go to Florida for this one. If you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a truck, bad. To see your girlfriend and baby, good.
He had the best of intentions.
But you're doing okay.
I mean, best of intentions.
Kind of, yeah, Terry did. He's 22. Here's the thing. He's
trying
from
to be
Florida.
A stand-up dad.
Yeah, okay. He said he did it because he needed to get back to his girlfriend and newborn baby. So the police, when they questioned him, because, you know, the person whose truck it was that he stole was Ooh. Like, hey, my truck's missing.
Right.
Police found the truck and needed to ask Terry a few questions.
Okay.
Terry first denied it.
Oh,
like, that's not.
No, that's mine.
No, that's definitely not the truck you're looking for.
Oh.
They're like, well, it kind of is. Here's the license plate. Here's the, it matches the description of the car that is missing.
That is a pesky thing about that. They keep records of all that can back it up.
Yeah, so he said that he needed to get back to his girlfriend and baby. That was not a good enough excuse. Terry was then charged with grand theft. So again, good that he wanted to get back to his girlfriend and baby.
But bad if you get sent to jail, you're going to be apart from them for much longer.
Yeah, exactly. You can't be doing that.
Yeah.
All right? So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a truck, again, bad.
Uh-huh.
To see your girlfriend, which is good, and baby, which is good.
They have services like Uber, Lyft.
The combination of them
uh-huh.
is bad.
Right. Lots okay. of options. Call a friend. All of these, I think, much better than stealing a car.
There you go. That's it at the bar. Every single hour we do this throughout the morning. Kelly Kay.
This kind of story gives me chills in the best way. This woman in Massachusetts talked a suicidal man off of a bridge.
Oh my gosh.
So Frances Gonzalez, she was riding with her daughters, and she just decided for some reason to take a different route than normal.
Yeah.
Which is kind of the first thing that gives you chills
yeah.
in the story. When one of her daughters saw the man on the bridge, but he was over the railing.
I believe God was preparing me for that day. She noticed a man on the bridge, but he was over the railing. Mom, look at that guy. I think he's gonna jump. He needs help.
They parked, and Gonzalez headed for the bridge, where she approached the stranger gently.
I looked at him, and I said, sir, I'm here. Are you okay? And he just started crying.
Police arrived next, and time seemed to blur. Finally, they reached him.
Gave him a big hug, and I said, you're going to make it. You're going to make it. Thank you for giving yourself another chance.
Dang.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Like, you know, it took a while. She was trying to engage him in conversation and then saw someone else come up and she kind of mouthed them like, hey, call 911. That's mm-hmm. how the police got there. And they mm-hmm. eventually talked him back over the railing.
Wow.
And, I mean, yeah, like she said, it just chills. Divine intervention, I think, was at play there. You can see that entire story. We will tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
Well, it was right around this time last year that we were all basking in the glow of Cow Appreciation Day. Kind of an annual thing for the past 15 years Chick-fil-A's done, you know. And they made the announcement yesterday that it is going to be postponed and moved to Pinterest. Remember, you could.
How does that work?
Well, remember, you could like go to a store dressed as a cow, and they'd like give you a coupon for a chicken sandwich or something.
Yeah, my kids
like that.
Did it.
Did they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it's not happening in real life this year.
Okay.
It's been moved to Pinterest. No date yet has been announced for the new Cow Appreciation Day, which is it a real thing or is it just something Chick-fil-A made up? Cow Appreciation Day.
I'm pretty sure it's just a promotion that Chick-fil-A made up to
I don't know
you
if you can
free entree.
Just like move a day. You know what I mean? Like, but if it's something that they made up, then I guess, all right, you can do whatever you want.
I've never heard of anybody else celebrating it but them. I'll say that.
Cow Appreciation Day.
Yes.
There isn't a day where, oh, it's Cow Appreciation Day.
Yeah.
Let's go. And what are all the other cows that, was it Bluebell is another cow mascot,
yes,
right? The ice cream?
I don't think that they celebrated.
Blue Bonnet has a cow on it. That's the butter, right?
Okay.
Or is that a girl?
I think it's a girl.
Are you sure? I thought Blue Bonnet was a cow wearing a blue bonnet.
Maybe it is.
Okay.
Oh.
It's not one of those.
Apologies if there is a girl. It's not. They said I look like a cow.
Really a man. Yeah, so sorry. So yeah, you're right. It's not one of those days that I appreciate other sorts of cows. And I think it's still weird that you appreciate cows by getting chicken. So anyways.
Well,
cows
because
are
you're
delicious.
Choosing not to eat cows.
I know, but they're delicious. You're they got to know that.
Oh, okay.
They got to know that.
All right.
So anyways, if you are really looking forward to this, if this is something that you mark on your calendar and you're like, man, I can't wait.
Gosh, Pinterest, really?
Can't wait.
I think I have a Pinterest page.
Yeah, they're moving that to Pinterest and then no date has yet been announced for that.
I don't have any idea how to get to my Pinterest page.
You probably just go www.pinterest.com.
Well,
click login.
I don't know. I don't know my login. I would have no idea what my login is.
You don't have it saved automatically in your browser?
I don't think it's been that long since I've gone out. Like it was several phones ago.
If
so I'm fairly confident it's not saved anywhere.
Don't have my username and password already saved in a website, I'm not going to that website.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I haven't been back.
I'm not going to that website.
It's like my MySpace page. Does that even still exist? Or did that go bye-bye?
No, that's still there.
It's still there.
You can see your profile on MySpace, but you're right. I have no idea what my password is.
Nope.
So I can observe my MySpace page
from an outsider.
Yeah, as an outsider would my own.
That's
and
great.
See, like, it's like a time capsule of what my life was like 15 years ago.
So curious, who uses MySpace and who uses Pinterest still?
Yeah,
let's know.
I don't know. Anyways, Chick-fil-A is trying to use Pinterest to do Cow Appreciation
All
Day,
about so. It.
No date yet has been set.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Family secrets. This one jumps at us.
It's really putting a strain on a relationship.
Mm-hmm. What is? Well, it's probably the secret she has.
Listen, yesterday we were thrust into the middle of a relationship trying to take sides on that issue. Is this going to be another thing?
I think so.
Okay.
I mean, obviously, we are the ones that people like to thrust their problems at.
They do thrust things at us all the time.
And I'll accept your thrusts.
Okay.
That sounded really bad.
It really did. It really did. Okay.
Anyways.
Just push a button or something.
All right. I'll push a button. Give me 12 minutes. Every week at this time, we allow our show to be one where you get something off your chest. A lot of times it's therapeutic for you just to know that it's out there. And sometimes, you know, can even help you out.
Maybe.
Never know. It's family secret. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Love the show so much.
Thanks.
I have a confession. I absolutely hate my best friend's kid.
Oh wow. That was
okay.
Out there. All right.
All
right. Go ahead.
I know that sounds so terrible, but she's such a brat. And I just don't feel right saying anything about how terrible her kid is behaving.
Wow.
So it's really putting a strain on her relationship.
Yeah.
She just like does whatever she wants and throws a tantrum and she talks back to everybody. It's just so gross.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
Now, you know, I honestly don't have any experience with that. Most of the friends that I have, I like think their kids are fine, you know?
Yeah. Kids have their moments.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know what? One thing, and I don't think it sounds like, and if I can just throw assumptions at this family secret.
Why not?
She doesn't have kids.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like she does.
Because I feel like people who have kids are more understanding of other people's kids.
100%. Because then, I got to be honest, I was way more judgy, like, in my mind
before
I had kids, of, like, when I see a poor mom struggling with, like, lots of kids and none of them seem to be
before you're like, come
her,
on, get a hold of your kid.
Yes, exactly. Right. And now you have kids and I'm like, I get it.
I was there.
You know, you go through moments like that.
Yeah, so maybe she needs to have a kid to appreciate her friend's kid. I don't know.
I don't know if we suggest that.
hey, go have a kid.
Hey, go get your own kid. Then you'll understand. I don't know,
but that's family secret.
That is tough. Like, I don't know how you...
Now, I'll say...
I don't necessarily think you talk to your friend about it.
Well, Bruce rolls in on text and says, if my kid was acting like a jerk, I would want someone to tell me.
Really? Okay.
Like, yo, your kid's kind of acting like a jerk. And so maybe the parent is blind to that.
Maybe.
And it's
because,
like,
yeah, you
hey.
Can tend to look at your own kids through rose-colored glasses because
right.
you love them.
Or, you know, the mom leaves the room to go get something and the kid's like...
Jekyll and Hyde.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
that could be. That could be. I don't know. Yeah, maybe if you do, if you were to suggest how to open that conversation, what would you say?
Hey, you know... Your kid, right? you've seen your kid, right?
Yeah.
you know your kid, right?
I mean, gosh, I don't know. That is so tough because right. like mamas tend to get real fierce.
Or in defensive. Yeah.
In defensive right. about their own little bear cubs,
right,
you know?
Right, for sure.
So yeah, that's tough.
All right, that's family secret. We will tweet that or whatever if you want to comment at Ben and Kelly Show.
Lisa rolls in. This lady's karma is going to be bad. She's going to have a demon spawn for this.
I will tell you real quick. My mom used to say to my sister, Katie, I hope you have a kid just like you.
Oh, wow.
And that would send my sister into hysterics. She would get even angrier.
Oh, yeah.
But that was proving the point.
Sure.
That was proving the point.
Oh, wow. And so, did she?
No. Okay. Her kids are great.
Okay,
her kids
good.
Are great. So there you go.
Hashtag blessed.
Several text messages on this. Southside Gary checks in and says, get a grip on your kid before I do. I tell my friends if I can't correct your kids at my house, don't come.
Oh, wow.
Barb.
Oh, dang.
I have so many comments on this. One, no one wants to be told that their kid is terrible. Two, even after that, I had two kids of my own. There were still times I would look at my friend's kid and be like, why are they so bad? Sometimes kids are just spoiled, undisciplined little demons.
Oh,
and three, it is true for the most part. If you don't have kids, your patience for bad kids hasn't developed yet. Yeah, I mean, that is a thing. Michaela checks in and says, everything I said my kid wouldn't do, he does 10 times worse. So... Sheila's right. like, I totally disagree. I have three kids, but I have friends that have kids that are total brats. So yeah, I mean, I think people all feel that quote unquote pain that she's going through. So anyways, if you want to comment, you can Facebook and Twitter at Ben and Kelly Show.
By the way, Southside Gary has three kids.
Yeah, see?
So
there you go.
He's coming to that just
speaking from experience.
Perspective.
All right. So it is that time, once again, where Kelly and I will sling dad jokes. The better, the person who laughs. Loses.
How confident are you?
I'm confident.
Okay, great.
99.7 DJX. That fanfare means it can be time for one and only one thing. That is, you laugh, you lose. It's the game where Kelly and I sling dad jokes back and forth to one another. The first person who laughs loses. Kelly holds the trophy in her hand. It was a contested victory last week.
Well... Not really. I mean, in hindsight.
Is hindsight 2020?
It is. When you go back and watch the video footage, yes, 100%. Uh-huh. Yep.
You laugh, you lose. Okay. Losers go first. All right. Got to get all the laughs out
yep.
there. All right. You laugh, you lose. First joke up. Here we go, Kelly. You ready?
Yep.
You know, sometimes I tuck my knees into my chest and lean forward.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's just how I roll.
Logistically speaking, yes. I could see that.
Logistics.
Logistics.
So you laugh, you lose.
Two antennas met on a roof.
Yeah?
Fell in love.
Aw.
Got married.
Aw.
The ceremony wasn't much, but the reception was excellent.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, two antennas. I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I just discovered whiteboards.
Whiteboards?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Remarkable.
Yes, they are.
It's thinker's comedy right
okay.
there.
Okay, dry erase boards.
Sure.
Yeah, that's what you're going for. Gotcha. Gotcha. All right. Hey, what kind of music are balloons afraid of?
What kind of music are balloons afraid of?
Pop balloons. I'm sorry, pop music.
Wow.
I lost
wow.
on that.
Wow.
That's okay. the world's shortest version.
That's...
My second joke, I mess up and I lose on a technicality.
I'm telling you what. I did almost the exact same thing last week when you messed up your joke.
Gosh.
I think when you butcher your jokes,
gosh,
that's more comedy than the actual joke itself.
I'm trying not to look at my jokes. And then that's when I mess up your joke. There you go. But the good thing is I have a million jokes left for next week. So
okay.
Yeah, that I'll probably butcher and
okay,
mess up too.
That's great.
There it is. Enjoy it.
It feels so good to be back.
Sorry, I robbed everyone of jokes. That's the most tragic part.
Do we need to add?
Sure, why not?
Add to the... Look at that.
Yeah, that's great.
We just added to the trophy, made it even more sparkly.
Yeah, that's great.
All right, so there you go. You laugh, you lose.
How long did this take? 1 minute?
I
think it's the world's shortest version.
Listen, it's not... It's not the time.
Yeah.
It's the quality.
Right. No, it wasn't quality either.
Okay. Every single hour we do this, Kelly Kay.
So on July 4th, Brett Bacon and his fam.
I love his name.
Yeah. Taking a little boat ride across a lake in British Columbia, they spotted a giant bird struggling on the water.
Oh, no.
So Brett hung himself over to the side of the boat to reach the bird, realized it was a young bald eagle.
Brett, you just...
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
You just
stop.
You saved an eagle out of the lake.
Okay.
Stop. This is crazy.
Stop. Isn't that crazy? So, of course, they get it on video when you see something like that happen.
Yeah.
And so he sat with the bird for a few hours before it was ready to take flight again. So in the meantime, you can see Brett's little son watching as his hero dad is consoling an eagle.
Oh, wow.
How majestic is that?
That's kind of cool. And So, do we know what was wrong with the eagle? Or
nope,
was it just...
No backstory as to how it got there.
Okay.
Just that Brett happened to be there. Brett Bacon happened to be there. Right place, right time. He said, I had to prove to my son I'm cool.
What a hero.
And he did, because he's going viral.
There you go.
Saving a bald eagle.
Love that.
I mean, it doesn't get more America than that on July 4th. Except
in
for the fact that
British Columbia.
Whatever. Semantics.
I'm sure they've heard of America before.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. All right.
All right.
He said, we saved an eagle on American Independence Day. So, he recognized that.
Yeah, he recognized it.
Yeah.
All right. There you go.
I'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
I sound a little tired. It's because I burned through about 4 episodes of Supermarket Sweep last night.
Wow, you're busy.
I don't know if you know of this show, this game show from... The 90s.
Because you never know what's going to happen on Supermarket Sweep.
How?
Are you ready to go shopping?
How crazy vintage does that sound?
It does sound very vintage.
Netflix this week released 15 episodes of Supermarket Sweep.
Dang.
And basically, if you don't know anything about it, and why would you?
Yeah, no, I've never seen it.
It hasn't been on TV for almost close to 30 years. Contestants try to outshop each other.
Okay.
Now, I guess there's going to be a reboot, and there's already the Guy Fieri one, like this, what is Guy Fieri's grocery, something? Guy Fieri has a grocery.
Something similar?
Something kind of similar, but nothing beats the magic of their outfits, of the intense... Like shopping where they're trying to get the most money in each of their carts. Here I am trying to explain this game show from the 90s to you.
Very complicated.
I guess so.
See, I was a Price is Right. Is it anything like where you had to guess the price of items?
Absolutely.
They had one, okay, there was one game on the Price is Right that sounds like this.
Right. So it's kind of the grocery equivalent of maybe the Price is Right.
Okay.
Because even to where they... get the contestants on the show, like similar to The Price is Right, where if you remember the show, they say, you know, Kelly,
come on down.
And then they jump up and they have the big name tag that says Kelly on it and then he runs down.
In the audience, you could become a contestant.
Yeah. So just like that in Supermarket Sweep, they're like, the person who's holding the can of Pringles, come on down. And then they hold up the Pringles and they run down the aisle and they're like, yeah, it's my turn to go play.
Wow. Competing for $5,000.
Yeah, $5,000. Yeah. So yeah, $5,000. And then you compete for how much time you have on the clock to do the supermarket sweep.
So do you keep everything that you put in your cart?
I don't know. But if you do, like these people take about 30 like Thanksgiving turkeys and hams.
I was going to say, are they real food?
Yes, it's real food. No, it's real food. And they've got foie gras. Is that how you say it? Like
Farquaad?
Yeah, sure. Farquaad? How do you say it?
I don't know.
Farquaad. Isn't that a character from Shrek? Lord Farquaad.
Something like that.
So anyways. So I burned through about four, just bam, bam, bam. I mean, they're half hour episodes normally, but you know, without commercials on Netflix, you can just rip through them like in no time flat. And it's funny because like my entire family ended up like kind of watching this. Like I decided to dive into this just on a whim.
Uh-huh.
And then they're like, hey, what's going
on
in there?
Sucked in.
Hey, what's going on in this room? Uh-huh. And so they're all coming to come in and they sit down and they're like, oh my gosh. And we're like yelling at the TV, Dave, it's right in front of your face.
Wow.
Because, you know, you got these challenges where you need to run into the aisles and like find certain items. And like, especially when the cameraman is like trolling the contestant by like zooming in on the item that the person just can't see. Okay. It's so great.
But you know what?
I didn't know I needed this in my life, but apparently I do.
Well, this would have been a great idea to do with my kids when I used to take my kids to the grocery store, is to kind of make it a game.
Yeah.
We would have gotten through a lot faster, maybe.
All right, Jacob.
All right,
you need to find a box of Twix.
Ava,
go!
This is your list. You go. Let's see how fast you can do it.
I know, right? So anyways, I don't know if you're into that sort of thing, but it popped up on Netflix and it is a heavy dose of nostalgia. And yeah, so like I said, if I'm a bit tired, if I sound a bit tired, it's because I was in deep on Supermarket Sweep last night.
Well,
yeah.
I'm glad you're powering through.
I do that. I do that for you.
That's great. Awesome.
You're welcome. At Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook. You can get a hold of us. Sometimes when you see drama happen on Facebook, which is literally every single time you log into Facebook, you can screenshot it. You can send it to us. We'll clean it up as best we can and act out the people who are commenting on the thread.
There's four characters. There's two of us. So that means you and I are both playing double roles.
Okay.
We're each playing a man and a woman.
Because that makes sense.
Uh-huh. You, well, it's way more fun to listen to you be Ellen. Ellen starts this whole thing off. She's salty about how late the fireworks were going off.
Ah, right. Sure.
Dave is just trying to, I think, be a little bit of a peacekeeper. I play Dave. I also play Anna. She's pretty salty. You play Mickey as well.
Hang on. Is this on the 4th of July?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But I think the problem is how late it's going. Like, how late do you let the firecrackers keep going? That's Ellen's main problem.
Let's get into it.
Acting out the drama you see on Facebook with
Facebook Vice Theater
on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, morons, it's 1 a.m. Stop setting off fireworks.
Yeah, it's late.
It's okay. A holiday. We were kids too at one time. Enjoy life.
Okay. Perspective.
Gotcha.
From Mickey. Yep, we were kids, and we only had sparklers and the occasional firecracker, and maybe those expanding snake things. You didn't hear fireworks going off all night.
Now, imagine living in a rough neighborhood with gunshots all night instead of fireworks. Uh-huh. Perspective.
Oh, okay.
So,
all right.
Now we get to see all the characters at play here.
Uh-huh.
All right.
What the hell? Just because someone has it worse than I do doesn't mean that I should be any less upset. I think you're woke. Is broke.
Uh-oh.
Hashtag woke broke.
Well, if you think it's bad here, don't move out to the country for peace and quiet. We've been there. They start pre-gaming the week before.
Wow. All right.
And have no problem using whatever's around to make noise. Firecrackers, shotguns, even TNT.
Wow.
They don't mess around in the country.
I was going to say, who knew?
It's one day out of the year. I'm sure you can catch up on sleep another day. Celebrate the USA!
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's not about sleep. It's about people with PTSD and distressing animals
True.
And breaking the law and being dangerous. dangerous.
All valid points, I guess. All right. And what about setting your neighbor's house on fire?
Uh-oh.
Or what if it's all a plan to test police response? Ooh.
Or what if our founding fathers had Facebook pages like this when they were considering the Declaration of Independence?
Oh, what would that have been like? Here we go.
Oh, my goodness. The Revolutionary War will be so loud. Woe is me. I don't know if I want to carry around gunpowder. I might explode. And with all these muskets, you could accidentally shoot John Hancock's eye out.
Oh, my God.
Maybe it's just safer to live under tyranny.
Wow.
Can't we all just live and laugh, dudes?
Okay, so someone's trying to bring it all around with perspective again.
Sure we can, Dave. I'm laughing right now. Happy birthday, America!
Ugh, I just checked. They do sell noise-canceling earmuffs on Amazon. Just trying to help.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. Again, Dave kind of rolling in, trying to make everybody
happy.
He's
trying to. He's trying.
To appease all sides. That's tough.
I guess that is.
That is tough. She had some valid points, but I think her salty delivery was a problem. We should have changed her name to Karen.
There you go. That was Facebook Fights Canta. All right, setting the bar stories. We give them to you every single day because there are always examples of what not to do, okay?
Okay.
So, if you can manage to make it through the day without, oh gosh, mixing up some bodies at a funeral home, you're doing okay.
Oh no, you have one job.
One job. It's awful.
It is here at York Memorial Park where family thought they laid to rest Elise McInnes, but they found out just days after her July 2nd funeral that the burial was for a complete stranger in this awful body mix-up.
Oh yeah. My gosh.
So somehow they got mixed up. Like, a tag was switched, they got mixed up, and it wasn't until the son saw the body in the casket that he was like, that's not grandma.
Oh my gosh.
That they were
I can't even imagine.
That they were like, oh no. And then they had to go across town because that's where mom really was.
Oh, this is the ultimate let me speak to the manager situation.
And then she had already been buried.
No!
So they had to get... This isn't over yet because they have to get permission
to exhume the body
to rebury it in their cemetery.
Oh my
gosh. It's crazy.
I can't. Like, my butt, my blood is boiling.
My butt hurts
and my blood is boiling for these people.
Like you had one job.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they're not sure how the mix-up happened. And so the other family... Now, keep in mind, the other family... They just thought that, like, grandma looked weird because of the embalming process.
Right. Oh, my gosh. Like, seriously.
It was a different person.
If there were ever a need for attention to detail on the job, this is a real big one. Yeah. Oh, I feel so bad.
Yeah. So, again, if you can manage, it's like one of those, yeah. You had one job.
Well, yes. And this is a very niche audience we're speaking to, too. People that own funeral homes. That's really who we're talking to.
Or, yeah, funeral home workers.
Yes, funeral home workers.
Yeah.
Small little niche audience for this one. Like, but, hey, let's pay attention today.
But, yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without mixing up some bodies there, doing okay.
Oh, my gosh. Whew. Like, we may have a bad day here, but we're never going to make that kind of mistake.
No.
Yeah.
That is setting the bar on DJX. In Khalid news... apparently, he, along with Kane Brown and Swae Lee, are going to be on a song out today.
I'm excited.
So there you go.
Are we playing it?
Oh, Kane Brown. Well,
I saw it advertised on our Instagram.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, we haven't yet. We'll debut it.
Nice.
Tonight. So
I like me some Kane Brown. I'm not a big country fan, but I like him.
I was going to say, he is way more mainstream than some of the others. But
although he does have like a drawl.
He does.
He's pretty Southern.
What was that other song that he had?
The one that I really liked was...
We played for a hot second.
Did we play one?
Yeah.
Mm.
Kane Brown? I don't know.
I remember a song, only way that I What If, his What If song was really good.
Figure that out.
With
Marshmallow.
Oh,
one
yeah.
Thing Right. One Thing
Oh, yeah.
Right.
That was a good one. We're not playing it anymore. That's sad.
No, we played it for a hot minute, though.
4-1.
But it's called Be Like That. That's the new Kane Brown and Khalid.
Maybe this one will stick around longer.
And Swae Lee. Anyways, so yeah, listen for that here on 99.7 DJX. All right, we do them every single hour throughout the morning. We're calling them Feel Good. Kelly K.
We need to introduce you to a guy in Florida known as the Gator Crusader.
The Gator Crusader.
A.K.A. Michael Woolmer. He has been singing and reading to alligators during the pandemic to relax them because he says they are stressed out.
Gators are stressed.
The gators are stressed. So he does.
How does he know?
Well, he does a gator show.
Okay.
And it's been shut down. He likes to share videos of his wildest antics online. And this guy.
Why wouldn't you?
Goes big. Okay. He is a performer. So he says that alligators can tell something is different because there aren't as many people around. And gators are smarter than most people think. So he started singing, reading books to them, helped them calm down a little bit.
Okay.
The first day or two, I had one or two that would just kind of sit in the back of the pen, like, I don't know what's happening. Something's weird. I started singing to them. I read them books. I talk to them. And then all of a sudden, they're like, all right, I know this guy. It's okay.
Huh.
It's okay. So much so that they allow him to take belly flops into the pen. He dresses up as Hulk Hogan. Oh, he did like in a little Avengers stint, dressed up as a Hulk. Hulk meets gators. He dressed up as Darth Vader for May the 4th. I mean, the guy goes big.
I mean, I feel like, I don't know if I'm trying to get in costume because then the gators don't know it's you, right?
Well,
like if they trust you, then
again, he says they're smarter than you think.
Okay,
so maybe he knows. Like, ah, it's just our buddy Michael.
I hope
he's
we don't
crazy
on Monday have a setting the bar story about Michael. If you can manage to make it through the day without pretending like the gators are smart,
well, you're choosing to think he's a professional.
Yeah, okay.
He's familiar with the gators. He's kind of like a poor man's crocodile hunter. Remember? Steve Irwin?
Crikey.
Like, yeah.
All right.
But this guy goes big. You probably need to see some of the videos. They're up at WDJX.com.
Okay.
Because you need to see the Gator Crusader to appreciate it. The Gator
sure.
Crusader.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right. So at Ben and Kelly Show, WDJX.com, all that.
Just look for the picture of the gator.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
That should feel good. Do them every hour here throughout the morning on 99.7 DJX. All right. I want to ask you a question.
Okay.
And please just humor me, okay?
All right.
Because I've already approached this subject a couple times on the show, but I just want you to humor me.
Uh-huh.
If you're on supermarket sweep.
Oh, God, seriously? This is literally the third time this show, you have brought this show up.
I told you, I dove into four episodes of this 90s sitcom, not sitcom, game show.
Oh, you have a problem.
On Netflix, and I do have a problem now.
This is problematic.
So, okay, back to my original question.
Uh-huh.
After the humor me part.
Okay.
If you were on supermarket sweep.
Oh, my God.
And you had 2 minutes. 2 minutes and 30 seconds, let's say. We'll give you an extra 30 seconds. Maybe you want a challenge, okay?
Okay.
And you got some extra time. You had 2 minutes and 30 seconds to roll through the grocery store getting the most expensive things in the store. Where are you going first?
First of all, where am I? Because now grocery stores are, they got a lot of stuff. Like,
no,
if you're talking like a Meijer or Walmart or Super Target.
No, we're not going merchandise stores. We're going straight grocery store. Okay.
I'm so going say to it's the like candies, the candy, the cookies.
Say it's like a Trader Joe's or something where it's only food.
Okay. Well,
or it's not a super Kroger. It's just a normal Kroger.
Okay. Well, okay, my mind is automatically going to specifics of my favorite things at the different stores I go to.
No. So you need to think strategy, Kelly.
Chocolate.
If you're on supermarket sweep, you got to think strategy, not with your heart, but with your head.
Snacks and booze.
So you're going snacks and booze?
Yes. You think I'm going to go spend some time in produce? No, sir.
Well, no, you missed the produce.
Yeah.
Produce is cheap, so you don't want that because you don't want that cluttering up your cart.
Uh-uh.
If you're trying to get the most expensive things, I'm going to expensive cheeses, diapers, maybe even formula.
Wait a sec. Why? Who are you feeding in your house?
It's not about who I'm feeding. It's about getting the most expensive things in my cart to win.
Oh.
Don't you understand?
I was thinking I got to keep everything.
Oh, Kelly. like if you and I were partners on Supermarket Sweep, I would be so frustrated in you.
I was misguided with the goal at hand. See, I was thinking we get to keep everything that I go grab.
No, get out of the chocolate aisle, Kelly!
But I need get some Star Crunches!
Get over to the diapers! Those are expensive!
Nutter Butter!
We need 100 Thanksgiving turkeys!
Yeah, with the game.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking expensive cheeses. I'm thinking diapers. I'm thinking expensive stuff, okay?
See, I never buy expensive stuff at the grocery store, so I don't know. I don't know what they
are. I always pass by the expensive stuff, and I'm like, man, if I was on Supermarket Sweep, getting you.
Wow. Okay.
Next time.
We have different experiences at the grocery store.
Obviously, you're in there just to shop.
Yeah.
I'm in there just to
get the stuff we need. I get out.
No, I'm in there to daydream and think about other things, yeah. And then, you know, impulse buy,
all
which
right.
My wife loves.
Great. That's fantastic.
She's like, did you actually get anything on our list?
Nope.
No, I didn't.
I'll go back, though.
But I got some great stuff.
Yeah.
I got some other great stuff.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, you're going to the wine and the candy
chocolate
aisle.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm loading up on Little Debbie cakes, ding-dongs, ding-dongs, ho-hos.
Again, I think those are all very inexpensive items.
Nutter Butters.
You're losing.
Throwing in some donuts. Some donuts. The chocolate kind.
Okay.
Not the powdered sugar.
All right.
That's trash.
All right. Again, sorry. Sorry for taking us down this hole three times now.
It's really, literally, if you're keeping track, especially the podcast people, this is going to come up real quick.
This show. But Netflix, when they decided to release Supermarket Sweep, it literally changed my life last night.
I could tell. And now you're changing our lives, too.
Thank you.
All right.
Or should I say you're welcome?
Okay.
All right, feel good. We do these every hour here. Kelly Kay.
Side hustle opportunity for you, $1,000. $1,000.
Now you're speaking my language.
So if you have a Nintendo Switch or Switch Lite console, and you want to spend 50 hours playing Animal Crossing New Horizons,
oh my God,
there's a company willing to pay you $20 an hour.
So, I am not as, I guess, knowledged in Animal Crossing as maybe I should be. However,
that's okay. They say it doesn't matter if you're new to town or a master gamer perfecting your private utopia.
I do know that the price of turnips is kind of a big deal.
Is it? Okay. I know nothing about it.
Okay.
However, there is a video that you can get yourself familiar with if you're thinking this is a challenge I want to take on right now.
$20 an hour, not a bad way to spend an afternoon.
50 hours. So here's the thing. You have to be at least 18 and a legal resident of the U.S. to apply. You got to have some pretty high-speed internet.
Okay.
To be able to hang with this challenge. They're
okay.
Going to pick the winning applicant by August 6th. You have to accept the challenge by the 16th.
Okay.
And then have it completed by September 30th. So those are the parameters. If you think you can work within those parameters to get the 50 hours played, to get your $1,000.
You know what? Someone, if they were really ambitious in keeping track, with all these different online money-making opportunities that we have presented here on the show, from watching movies
yep.
to video games,
uh-huh.
someone could make a living just by doing that sort of thing.
I'm pretty sure there's probably some people out there looking to do that. For sure.
All right.
For sure. So we've got it up at the website, WDJX.com, if you think this is a good fit for you.
All right.
There you go.
Look at that.
$1,000. Oh, my.
Oh, my. If you missed our family secret a couple hours ago, it was kind of crazy.
It's really putting a strain on a relationship.
Yeah, the fact that she, hate is a strong word, but she can't stand her best friend's kid.
Yikes. So awkward.
Yeah, a bunch of people chimed in. On Facebook, which, by the way, if you want to let your opinion known, that's cool, too. At Ben and Kelly Show, Heather rolls in with, that's a tough one. I think a lot of parents these days are oblivious to how big of a jerks their kids really are.
Oh, dang.
It becomes a normality, and a lot of parents don't take their child being criticized very well, especially from people close to them. Yeah, I mean, that is kind of tough.
Yeah.
But then, you know, we also got text messages from people that were like, yo, if my kids being a jerk,
I want you to know.
Tell me. Yeah, I want you to tell me so I can handle it. You know, I can nip that in the bud.
But there's a way to approach that.
Christy checks in and says, I had the same situation with some close friends of mine. I basically told them that we couldn't hang out with her children together, and I gave them examples and reasons. Basically told them that if they couldn't control their kids, they were not welcome at my house. I mean, crazy.
Yikes.
Yeah, so...
but now I'm suddenly totally going back through everything that my kids have ever done in public and, like
judging them?
Yes. Like, am I that person? Do people think that about us and our kids?
Janita says, I have kids, and I know that some kids can be jerks, and parents know if the little angels are jerks. How you approach that, especially with your best friend. I think if you're best friends, you can kind of be like, hey, and we weren't sure if this person had kids or not. We felt like
no.
She didn't, because your tolerance for kids, I think, goes up once you have them yourself. Because
right. You
realize.
You've been in the trenches.
Yeah. Sometimes it's like, I can't control her.
I didn't think I was going to survive my daughter's toddler years, I'll be honest.
Right, right. So anyways.
I had strangers come up to me at times when she was throwing tantrums outside a restaurant.
Right.
Hey, you know what? She looks dehydrated. Just put her in the shower. Zip it out. Just zip it. I'll never forget the zip it out lady.
Wow.
In North Carolina.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's got suggestions for how to...
They
how,
sure do.
For you, how to parent your kid.
And so. I had never been approached by a complete stranger like that before. Didn't know how to handle it. Gave her my phone number.
Call me. All right. So, yeah, if you want to chime in on that, that was our family secret. Kind of crazy. At Ben and Kelly Show. Now it's the time of the show when we dive into plants and plant life.
It's like planting corner.
It is like planting corner. Who is it? It wasn't Connie Leonard. Who was Cindy Sullivan?
Sullivan.
On wave three.
Yes.
Does she still do that?
I don't know.
Where she dives into the plants and plant life?
This is gardening.
All right. So now it's Ben and Kelly, plant life. Hey, I'm having a hard time. My plants are, I think I'm giving my plants too much water.
Uh-huh. Got a handy dandy tip for you. You just put a little tampon right in there, a little tampoon. Right there in your little plant, it soaks up the extra water so it can get the nutrients that it needs without drowning.
And so, you know what? Twofold benefits.
Uh-huh.
One, your plant doesn't drown. And two, you grow a tampon tree.
I don't think.
And then you don't have to go to the store anymore.
No, but this lady that's doing it.
Super Plus. I planted Normal.
Yeah, she didn't really specify like what absorbency level that you needed, but it looked pretty hefty. So I would call it a super.
So planting a tampon next to your. Now, it's not going to rob your plant of its water, right?
Just takes enough out of it that it needs.
Well, look at that.
But see here, when I first thought that, I was like, oh, you bury it deep down in the soil, don't see it. Nope, she's got it like sticking out.
Well, yeah, you want to be able to pull it out, right? With the string. Okay.
All right.
All right.
It's just so bizarre to see the picture of all these houseplants.
With tampons sticking out.
Tampoons sticking out.
Like little prairie dogs.
Yeah. It's really.
They're prairie dogging it.
It's a hot tip, though. It's a hot tip.
So there you go.
House plants.
That's a planting corner.
You think you're
going to
try this one? Do you have house plants?
I do.
I don't have house plants.
I have a like pot garden. I don't know what you call it. It's like, you know, like vegetables and stuff, just not in an actual garden, but they're in like individual pots.
Now, I don't know about the vegetable plants.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I would guess it's not going to
have an adverse effect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably think it's safe for all.
It's not going to affect the flavor of the fruit or vegetable.
Hey, honey, do you want any tampon tomatoes tonight with your salad?
Yeah, so you can see these photos. We got them posted at WDJX.com. That's Planting Corner.
Planting Corner.
Here with Ben and Kelly. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Man, I am ready for it to be the weekend. The podcast, you can catch up on a week's worth of shows if you want. WDJX.com, click listen. We got the entire shows up there. We've got just the little individual segments. So while you're out doing yard work or you're doing some gardening, you can put on the old Ben and Kelly Show and just listen to the entire show without commercials or music.
Or, hey, listen, I'm going to be out at Extremenasium.
Oh, yeah, a little bit later on this afternoon.
In Clarksville, 5 to 6, they're doing a special deal. If you mention WDJX Ninja, then you get for $9.97 plus the sock fees.
Look at that.
We'll be out there. I'll have some prizes. My kid will be doing lots of flips.
I was going to say, are you going to be doing any bouncing?
Oh, no. I'll be, I'm the videographer.
I see.
For my son, Jacob, who has become a little trampoline superstar with all of his flippity-doo-dahs. I call him flippity-doo-dahs.
Flippity-doo-dahs. Okay. Did you just make that up just now?
I did just now.
Okay, all right.
He's flip-tastic.
All right. Okay.
He loves him some trampolines.
All right, so this afternoon, Extreme Nasium over there in Indiana. Kelly will be hanging out after 5. So.
Yep. Come on out and jump with us.
Jump, jump, jump. Other than that, have a good one and catch up on the podcast, WDJX.com. Click listen, and we will talk to you Monday.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode, only on 99.7 DJX.